Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here. Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Julia.
And, you know, this is live here in the evening. You can give us a call and talk about anything you want to talk about. But let's go straight to somebody I asked to call in. This is Matt Simon. Matt?
Hi, Mark. Hi, Julia.
Hello.
Now, Matt, you're a little bit of a celebrity in the Free State Project circles, and I know you work for the Gary Johnson campaign, right?
That's right. I'm New Hampshire Communications Director for the Gary Johnson campaign.
And I saw an article, a blog post of some sort, that basically points out that Gary Johnson leads Santorum and Huntsman and ties Kane in the latest CNN poll, but he's being excluded again from another debate. This is the NBC Politico debate, and it just seems like it doesn't seem fair.
Well, it doesn't seem fair to us either. I mean, we know that Herman Kane and Rick Santorum and John Huntsman are all candidates that have gotten a lot of media coverage here in the last few months, and comparatively, Gary Johnson has almost, you know, not received that level of coverage. And despite that, we see Gary Johnson at 2% in this poll that came out yesterday, and we see Santorum and Huntsman at 1%. So I think the facts kind of do speak for themselves there. They show that the Johnson campaign, I think, has a lot of potential, that as people learn who he is, that they have a tendency to like him, and some percentage of them actually want to support him for president. So
why can't,
we're a little frustrated.
Yeah, no doubt. Why can't Gary Johnson get any respect? I mean, this doesn't make any sense to me. He was a two-time governor of New Mexico. He has the superlative of being the veto-ness governor of any governor that was in office at the time. And I'll bet you he's the veto-ness governor in United States history. And he vetoed more than 700 bills while he was in office. That, to me, says fiscal conservative with a track record that you can believe in. And all these other candidates, I mean, he's got as much more executive experience than I think any other candidate out there. You know, maybe Pawlenty. Why was Pawlenty getting coverage when he wasn't? I just don't understand. Why hasn't Gary Johnson gotten his due?
Well, it does make sense that a governor who left office January 1st of 2003 and who hasn't stayed in the public limelight. You know, he's never really a nationally known figure to begin with, mm-hmm. and we knew that it was going to be a big hurdle to introduce him to the entire country and say, hey, this guy was governor for 8 years of New Mexico. He did a great job. Here, take a look at his record. See what he's all about. And that's a process that takes some time. So we knew that it'd be out of the gate, there would be challenges. But, you know, this seems to be we seem to be showing a lot of success on the ground. I mean, Governor Johnson was just in New Hampshire for 9 days this past week, and, you know, day after day, people hear him speak, they say, wow, I've never heard of you. Where have you been? Why aren't you on TV all the time? So we feel like we have a lot of traction with what we're doing on the ground, and we're just waiting to see that trickle up into the poll numbers, and here we do see it at 2%.
Absolutely. I just, you know, and his numbers are going up as time goes by. He's got a long way to go. And I obviously, to me, he was the most, supportable candidate when things started out here. And I'm really kind of disappointed. I know that when people hear his message, that it resonates with them. But the media, for some reason, is just treating him like that crazy guy with the Viking helmet that runs every year in New Hampshire. I mean, I just don't understand.
Well, yeah, some media outlets may have treated him like the guy with the Viking helmet, but I think for the most part, we've been treated well, particularly by the New Hampshire media, the local media.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
to report
that's true.
On us, just like any other candidate, and it's just been getting into these debates at the national level, which are a pretty big deal. They're not the hugest deal, but of course, it's a credibility thing. If you're not in the debates, then people say, well, you're not in the debate, so how can you be a top-tier candidate, whatever that even means.
Sure.
And what the polls say to me, Mark, I read not just the first line, but the whole poll. And what the polls say to me is that people are just beginning to start paying attention to this race.
Yeah.
They don't know who they're supporting yet. The vast majority, if you ask them, are undecided. They're waiting to see how it's all going to shape up, and they're taking time to actually get to know the candidates. And that's all we can ask for, is get to know Gary Johnson, and if he's your first choice, vote for him, and if he's not, vote for somebody else. That's all we want from the process.
And, you know, I mean, this is, I think you're right. I think it is anyone's, you know, election at this point. I think it's beginning to get late to get in, you know, so there's people that are dithering on the fence, Palin and those kind of folks. But it seems like they're getting, it's getting to be time. It's the end of August now. I think the New Hampshire primary is probably at the beginning of February. Is that right?
As it stands, looks like middle of February, unless somebody jumps the gun in front of us, in which case, of course, New Hampshire would move to become first.
Into its God-given right to be the first primary in the nation. And, you know, I think that it seems like you're right, that people are looking to see how things shape up, and it's really just entirely unfair, to, in my opinion, that NBC and Politico would exclude him from the debate when he's beating the guys, you know, several of the guys that are in the debate.
Well, think about it this way, Mark. They want to come up with a way to choose the quote-unquote credible candidates that have a chance at the nomination.
Right.
So their process for this debate was, you have to have gotten 4% at any time in any poll.
I see.
So this is including a couple of candidates. I mean, when, like, for instance, Huntsman hit 4 or 5% in one poll when he splashed out there and was on the cover of every magazine for a couple of weeks.
Right.
And, you know, he
back
got 5% for a minute. Now he's back to 1% that he's in this poll. We started at 0%, fought our way to 1%. And for the last 2 months, we've not been in most of the polls. Over half the polls haven't even included the name Gary Johnson.
It's true.
So how can he get enough polling support to even be, you know, qualifying for these? And it's not just this debate coming up next week. There are two more coming up in September. It's about to start fast and furious. So
yep,
we're really looking to get the numbers up, try to get to 3 to 4, 5%, try to show signs of progress in a bigger way. And, you know, people are interested. GaryJohnson2012.com, now's the time.
That's where I'm at
right
now.
We're trying to ramp things up.
Now, you know, your campaign's trying to get people to make telephone calls to NBC and Politico to let them know that this is unfair. And frankly, I'm going to make the calls tomorrow. I think this is unfair. I'm going to do, you know, I've done this in the past. You guys had another situation. I think it was with CNN. I can't remember exactly. But what does that do? Does it is there a historical precedent for making telephone calls to these organizations having any kind of effect?
I'm not really the historian to ask about that. I think it has worked in the past, but, you know, we want to make sure that the voices are heard loud and clear. I don't know whether they're going to change their mind or not, but if, you know, it's just, it's a way to say what needs to be said, and whether they do the right thing or not is something we can't necessarily control. But we do know that the media all talks to each other, and if there's an outpouring of support for Gary Johnson, in response to him being excluded from these debates, well, that certainly makes a difference. And, you know, we're trying to get the word out in any way we can.
Indeed. Well, where should people go to get this information?
Hey, it's GaryJohnson2012.com.
And it's, what, right on the front page?
I'm not certain what's on the front page at the moment.
Okay,
but,
so one of those situations where it kind of cycles around.
I haven't looked today.
Yep, it's right here, presidential, let's see, releases web ad. It looks like, it looks like you should be able to get it from the front page. So, Matt, thanks for being on Free Talk Live and bringing us up to date on the Gary Johnson campaign. I really hope that this works out. I think he's a great contender.
Very much my pleasure, Mark. Thank you.
Thanks, Matt.
Have a great evening.
Same to you. Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 is the SACL toll-free call-in line. Call in and talk about whatever you want. Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing he can say is DoubleMySpeed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email.
Don, do you know about
DoubleMySpeed.com?
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 Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com, and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com?
Yes, it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC, like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery, so you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. Stay toll-free call in line, 855-450-3733. Social Security versus private retirement accounts. Professor Anthony Davies analyzes Social Security through the lens of a typical 22-year-old American. Assuming Social Security is completely solvent, which is a heck of an assumption, the expected return in an investment is far lower than a private account. Go see this video and many more that I've picked as favorite videos at learnliberty.org/FTL. I keep adding them because I keep finding good videos that I want to share with my listenership. It's learnliberty.org/FTL. When you watch these videos, share them with your friends and family. Share them on Facebook so other folks can see them. And while you're there, check out the Liberty Academy link on the right-hand side. It's a course for people who want free online continuing education, economics, philosophy, liberty, and rights. It's learnliberty.org/FTL. It's put on by the good folks at the Institute for Humane Studies. Let's go, Julia. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Let's go to Greg in Cleveland. Greg?
Hey, guys.
What's going on?
Hey, so I had a question for you. I want your thoughts on a word that I know is used fairly often by a fellow libertarian, and that's evil. I hear the word evil used to describe the state, and rightfully so, but anyone associated with the state or anyone who has anything good to say about the state, and I start to laugh because I don't really know where evil starts and evil begins, and I think it's sort of an overused word in a lot of ways, first of all, and secondly, you know, I thought we were supposed to see the world in terms of individuals and not, you know, one evil state. So I'm a bit confused by that and a bit annoyed at times, but mostly I think it's funny. I wonder your thoughts on that.
Okay, so I think that overuse of a word can make it valueless. I think that much is true. And I think that it is unwise to label individuals as evil unless those individuals truly are evil. I mean, you know, like the big time evil. But I think when labeling the state as evil, that what they're trying to point out, and I think rightly so, is that the state is funded through coercion, and that it, so therefore everything that it does based upon the foundation of evil, in the sense that stealing is wrong and it is an immoral behavior. And so, I mean, do you understand these foundational ideas, right?
Oh yeah, I certainly agree with that. I guess the reason I'm so obsessed with it is I heard it so much before I would consider myself a libertarian. And
yeah.
A big reason why, a huge reason why I sort of was reluctant to admit I was a libertarian, because, you know, I heard the words evil and warmonger so many times, and like, I can't take these guys seriously. Of course, you know, I realized that the correct description, that's all fine and good, but I heard it so much, I just couldn't help but think that, you know, anyone who's a libertarian is just so childish.
It's one of the reasons I don't like to use the word slave when describing how the government views its people inside of its geographic boundary. I prefer to use the term serf because I don't think it's as loaded. And I think that you're right that evil is sort of a loaded word in the sense that, you know, like, evil? Come on, evil? Really? Is that what you call our, you know, our beautiful town of Keene, New Hampshire? You're going to call it evil? And, you know, that they can appeal, that since it's overstated, that folks can kind of dismiss everything because it's understated. Now, warmonger, the fact is that, you know, when you're talking about the military-industrial complex and its relationship with politicians, it's difficult to view it as any other, you know, I mean, if you view it in a certain fashion, which is the idea of selling war to the American people, then warmonger is the proper term to use. But once again, it's one of those words that's so big.
Well, warmonger, the word doesn't bother me if it's applied to certain people, you know what I mean, people who I would consider to be warmongers. And evil, I don't know, that's not a word I ever really use, but I would agree that there's certainly danger in using that word on a group. I mean, when you're talking about how the state is evil, you're really talking about how just the concept of the state, like you were talking about, that's what it's founded on, is evil. But to say that everyone who works for the government is evil,
I sure wouldn't say that.
I wouldn't say that at all. I think that's wrong.
Well, another one that bothers me a lot, and this one I struggled to even understand, really, is bloodthirsty. You know, I hear Michelle Bachmann, the bloodthirsty candidate for president. Well, is she really? I mean, can't she just be just as mistaken as the people
she's a vampire
who are supporting her? I mean, I don't understand.
Well,
that
would,
Okay. So when somebody's, I understand, but the thing is I understand both sides of this statement. And so it's difficult. You put me in the position where I could, if you were making the point from the other direction, I could just as easily defend that. And I understand that hyperbole tends to alienate a certain type of person who's intending to be, what they want to be is reasonable. But at the same time, I remember, now I don't know Michelle Bachmann specifically enough about her campaign. I try not to watch these people, but I remember Sarah Palin talking about how she's going to handle that problem in Georgia. By Georgia, I don't mean the state Georgia, I mean the country Georgia. By bombing them back to the Stone Age or whatever she said. When you take McCain's quote of bomb, 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 bomb Iran, would you call that a bloodthirsty quote?
I think that's just foolish. It's strange.
There were 125,000 people killed, civilians killed in the Iraq conflict. You don't think that fits the qualification of bloodthirsty? You don't think George Bush gets to be bloodthirsty?
Well, I guess I'm just hung up on the word. I mean,
I guess.
Pressed like I am, yeah, I guess bloodthirsty would be fine. But I don't know. I think it's just a rhetorical selling point that I think is overused, you know, and it just sort of, for a long time, set up red flags. Like, who are these?
I agree. I get where you're coming from, and at the same time, I get where they're coming from. And if you want to convince somebody of something, it's not about what words you want to use. If I want to use the term bloodthirsty and evil and all those things, I think it's fair. But at the same time, if I'm trying to convince someone, it doesn't matter which words I want to use. It's which words are going to convince them.
Oh, sure. I will tell you something. I mean, you gave such a great response to this whole thing, and I love this show so much, and it really goes to show why it was that, I guess you could say, I quote-unquote converted. All these conservative talk shows, there's a lot of good stuff, but it's just so watered down, and it's just I hate feeling like I'm just getting sold this bill of goods or whatever.
Yeah, sure.
The phrase is, this is absolutely the smartest thing I've come across. It's a shame that libertarianism isn't on everyone's bumper sticker, so to speak.
Thanks for the call, Greg. Let's go to Johnson in Connecticut, reporting from the devastation. Johnson.
So yeah. I guess I'm going on, what is this, day four without power now? I'll give you one guess. What do you think the reason why there's no power right now?
My guess would be that a monopoly privilege of a power company granted by the municipality.
Surprisingly, no.
Oh, really?
Surprisingly, no. Yeah, I'll explain more, I guess.
I guess you're holding through, huh?
Yeah, I'll hold through.
Well, that's kind
I'll
of
hold.
You. Right, that's nice. Oh, God. People say I'm in charge now that Ian's gone.
Yeah.
Apparently, I got Johnson taking care of the brakes and stuff. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Brother, what would it be? No woman be here. I just can't watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas.
Drinking too much coffee. I'm in the shade somewhere.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at S-E-N-T-I-N-E-L securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's a SACL toll-free call-in line. 855-450-3733. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. You can see Julie and I doing the show. We provide that to you completely free at cam.freetalklive.com. There's a little chat room there. You can chat with the other folks if you'd like. It's cam.freetalklive.com. Julie, we better rush back into Johnson's call here.
Yes.
But before we do that, are you tired of watching the value of the dollar plummet? Are you tired of banks charging you fees? You want to take back control of your own money? Take a look at Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized, anonymous internet currency. It's gaining popularity every day. It's free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use Bitcoins anywhere in the world. And their value? Well, actually, I was going to say it seems to only be growing with time, but it's, you know, it's been up, it's been down. I guess it's like any other commodity out there. I think that Bitcoins are poised to go upward. That's my opinion. I'm holding Bitcoins. But go find out more about Bitcoins by going to weusecoins.org. Again, it's weusecoins.org. Let's go back to Johnson. Johnson?
Thank you so much for helping me preserve the ridiculously low battery life on my phone as, I have no power at my house. So it's a pain to have to sit in those coffee shops to try and charge back up.
I bet it is.
Okay. The reason why the power is out still here... the power company, it's not a monopoly. It sort of is a monopoly and it sort of isn't. Connecticut deregulated a little bit ago, I think it's a year or two. And so I think part of this is sort of an FU to the state of Connecticut by CLNP, which is Connecticut Light and Power, okay, because they were deregulated. But the other thing that's going on is unions.
Ah.
So because, it's got to the point with the storm that it's big enough. It's just big enough, where enough trees have fallen down that, of course, the state has stepped in and FEMA is stepping in, so now no one can do anything. None of the power trucks can go out. They're not actually doing anything. I mean,
why?
If you look around here, the trees have mostly been cleared, but there's no power trucks restoring power. The lines are just sitting there.
And why are they not doing it?
Because they have to have the town and city-approved tree guys with them to make sure that those lines, you know, you can't, you know, if those lines are energized, we can't have private companies in there, even though they work around power lines all the time, because they might get electrocuted. Even though they're used to doing this day in and day out, they can't be there because they might get hurt, those private tree companies that are, you know, experienced with this sort of thing. It has to be city-approved union tree guys
Once the union's in bed with the municipal government, it's really over for innovation in that area. I mean, a friend of mine works in construction in New York City, and he just talks about just the Byzantine regulations. The fact that the regulators don't even know their own regulations, that they enforce something sometimes and change the rules, and it gets incredibly difficult to handle.
Really,
but I think the good thing about this is it'll show people that they need to have backup power sources of their own.
Oh, yeah. I think what's really strange, too, is that New Jersey was, you know, they had like 7 million some odd people out, and they're almost completely restored now. You know, so it's just strange. It's very a bizarre situation here, and they're reporting that the power may be out here until Saturday, and FEMA's coming in. And it's like you drive around and look around here, most of the roads are clear, the trees are out, it's sunny.
We should have power.
it makes no sense. But, you know.
Thanks for the update, Johnson.
Hopefully the website doesn't go out, Mark. You know, hopefully the website doesn't go out because I can't help you.
Is the website? Okay, you can't do anything about it. I got you.
Yeah,
I was going to say, you don't host the website. FreeTalkLive.com.
I can do the breaks, but I can't help you with the website.
Gotcha. Thanks, Johnson. 855-450-3733. The SACL toll-free call-in line here at Free Talk Live. Let's go to Ryan in Tampa. Ryan.
Hey, what's up?
All's well.
I was listening to the podcast yesterday, and some guy called in, I think, from Illinois.
We had a lot of guys call in yesterday about speeding ticket things.
Yeah, I was actually, it seemed similar to mine, but mine didn't have anything to do with lawyers or anything. But I was on the way from Tampa to Georgia, and I got pulled over by a cop, and
in Georgia or in Florida?
In Georgia.
Okay.
And I saw the cop. I saw him on the side of the road, and I swear I looked down at my speedometer, and it said 80 miles per hour.
80?
He said, huh?
80?
Yeah, 80, and the speed limit was 70.
Okay.
But he said he lasered me at 85. But
all right.
Being I'm out of state and everything, I didn't really want to fight. I was just going to pay it.
Sure.
And the speeding ticket ended up being $290.
Holy mackerel.
And just round it off to three, just for argument's sake, it's going to lead somewhere.
Yeah,
but,
sure.
I'm a college student. I don't have any money like that. And I'm on my final semester. And basically, when you're in your final semester, you're at rock bottom in terms of finances.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense.
I think it will finish soon. But, so I paid that on a credit card. And about 2 weeks ago, that was like 7 or 8 months ago. And about 2 weeks ago, I just got a letter in the mail. And it stated that my license has been revoked in the state of Georgia for failure to pay a certain fee. And I was like, well, I paid my speeding ticket fee. So I called the number, and I was like, I got the proof right here. You can check my credit card. I paid the fee or the speeding ticket. That's what I assumed what it was for. And they said, oh, it's not the speeding ticket. In the state of Georgia, any speeding ticket that's for 85 miles and over, you get classified under a super speeder fee.
Oh, God.
And you have to pay a state fee of a $200 fine as well.
Are you kidding me? So this was a $500 ticket?
Wow.
$500 ticket. And not only that, but since my license is revoked, it costs $40 to reinstate it. So it's going to cost me a total of $540 for this one speeding ticket.
God. You know, when I was a kid growing up, it was always like, go the speed limit when you go through Georgia, because those guys, that's how they make their revenue. And I think that, you know, to some extent that was an earned statement, and in other ways I think that, there, you know, frankly it was just that way in a lot of country places, and that's how Floridians view Georgians. As a matter of fact, there's all kinds of relationships like this around the United States. Illini, folks from Illinois, tend to feel that way about folks from Indiana, and folks from New Hampshire tend to feel that way about folks from Vermont, that, you know, that's where our redneck neighbors live, and as if they aren't the redneck neighbors themselves. And, you know, there's this rivalry that tends to go on in these areas. But, you know, I've got to say $550 for going 15 miles an hour over. Let's assume you're wrong about your speed or your speedometer was off or something like that. That's just ridiculous.
Yeah, and the thing is, it just reminds me of, like, it's like kick them while they're down. Like,
oh, sure.
I told the guy, like, I told the cop, I was like, I'm a student. I don't really have any way to pay for this. I hope this isn't bad.
And so?
Point being, yeah, it's like, so? And, wow, okay. Right now I can't afford the $200 for my final semester, and I'm just going to, hopefully, having a revoked license in Georgia doesn't hurt me down here.
Yep,
I'm going to stay like that for a little while.
I used to have a real lead foot, and that has changed for me over time. And the reason is, essentially, I don't want to give these people any money. I don't want them to have it. And frankly, unless you're on a very long trip, and you were, it doesn't really even do that much for your arrival time. It would be interesting. I think I've done the math in the past and been unimpressed by the amount of time saved. But if you do the math at, say, going 85 miles an hour on average versus going 70 miles an hour on average, and you find out how much earlier will I show up, and then you compare that to what will life be like if I get a ticket, you'll be unimpressed with what it is that you gain.
It's not worth it.
Yeah.
$540 for saving 45 minutes.
Yep. And I'm not saying that driving 85 miles an hour is dangerous. I don't believe it is. I think when you're on the interstate, that going 70 miles an hour versus going 85 miles an hour is of mitigable difference. But
And I just, one last thing is, I just think it's ridiculous that it's called super speeder. Yeah, I'm a super speeder.
You said super speeder. You should get that put on your license plate or something. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
So what are you driving now? A Ford? A Honda? A Toyota? A few hours from now, it could be a car with OnStar. Introducing OnStar FMV, the new way to add OnStar to just about any car. All you have to do is head to your local Best Buy to see all it can do. Then Best Buy can install it for you. And suddenly, you're driving around in a car with the powerful protection of OnStar. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, subscription details, and stores near you.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Go to freetalklive.com. Grab up the archives. There are archives going back for 5 years at archives.freetalklive.com, MP3 archives that you can download for free. I don't think any other radio program offers that to you. If somebody knows, I'm going to start making the positive statement that no other radio program offers you archives going back for free for 5 years, because I have never heard of one. I know that there are certainly internet podcasts that offer free archives that go back some time frame, but not radio programs. So if you know of one, please write me at mark@freetalklive.com. Let me know. But go to archives.freetalklive.com. Enjoy them. On Free Talk Live, we talk about investing in gold and silver as a hedge against inflation, investment, barter currency. We've been telling you for years to get gold and silver, and it's been going up for years. If you've been getting gold and silver, as we've been telling you to get gold and silver, you've made some money in the sense that your gold and silver is worth more at some point or another. I suppose you'll have to cash it in when you need it. But a great way to get gold and silver is by going to gold.freetalklive.com. We have some of the best rates there on the internet for, you know, gold and silver coins that you can buy. Certainly don't take my word for it. Comparison shop. But while you're purchasing there, you can rest assured that a little bit of your purchase price is going to help Free Talk Live and Genesis Communications Network, the network that puts Free Talk Live on the air. So that's a very good thing. And speaking of gold and silver, it's an interesting story from CoinWorld.com, Julia. Liberty dollars may be subject to seizure. Now, we know that Liberty Dollar had this great big problem back, I guess, a year ago as far as getting found, you know, being called counterfeit and all this other stuff.
But isn't he in jail?
No. I spoke to Bernard von Althaus. I guess when Ian got locked up, Bernard called and sent his well wishes.
That's nice.
So, yeah, he's a very nice guy. There's no way you can't say that Bernard von Nothaus is a nice guy. And he just, you know, sent his well wishes, gave me an update. He doesn't believe that he's going to be going to jail. So, you know, I hope he's right. But apparently now just possessing Liberty Dollars is a crime, at least punishable by seizure.
Ooh, I have one.
Yeah, there you go. They're going to come and get you.
Yep.
Liberty Dollars held by collectors may be subject to seizure as contraband by federal law enforcement officials with the U.S. Attorney's Office and Secret Service, said August the 24th. Statements by officials whose two federal law enforcement agencies seem to reverse the position taken in comments released from the U.S. State's Attorney's Office in Charlotte, North Carolina, and published in Coin World in April, that mere possession of Liberty Dollars did not constitute a violation of any federal statute. That position has apparently changed, though. Officials of the U.S. Secret Service, which would be the federal agency likely charging the charged with executing any possible seizures, would not provide any definitive comments concerning under what circumstances Liberty Dollars would be seized. Let me give my definitive comments. If you have enough Liberty Dollars that they think that it's worth seizing them, that's when they would seize them.
I'm thinking here, where are they going to find people with Liberty Dollars to seize? I mean,
there are these people that were some kind of distributors of Liberty Dollars. Mm. They bought into the whole organization in some way or another, and they would get a discount in purchasing the Liberty Dollars, yeah, and to be able to use them. And I can't remember what their term is for this, but those would be the people that I would target.
Gotcha.
When they locked up, the Liberty Dollar organization was basically Bernard von Nothaus and a couple of employees. Bernard got the employees. They didn't get too much trouble. But they also went after this one guy who was a distributor of some sort, Kevin Innes. They threw him in jail for like 2 years. And the reason they did, because he was a Canadian citizen. His case is the most outrageous thing you've ever seen. And nobody cares. Nobody cares. You know, I mean, it's just, as long as it's not me going to jail, what's the big deal? But this guy, all he was doing was buying Liberty Dollars and selling them like so many other people were doing.
Which, if people don't understand what Liberty Dollars are, they're just pieces of silver.
Yeah. They say the word Liberty on them and trust in God instead of in God we trust. And they have a telephone number on them and a website.
Yeah.
There's, you know, one troy ounce piece of silver. Probably one of the most beautiful pieces ever made. I think that they're just lovely to look at. And, you know, I mean, a lot of people demand them for that reason. They've gotten a lot of attention throughout time, but the idea that they lock these guys up, I think that what this is a warning that to the distributors of Liberty Dollar, watch out. They're coming. Because I know they're still making Liberty Dollars.
Really?
Some people have, not Bernard von Nothaus, but some people have the, you know, the right to make them from Bernard. I guess he, you know, sold them or something like that. So
they're like contraband now.
They could very well do something bad to those people. And I think it's, you know, I mean, it's one thing where I think I've got a Liberty Dollar floating around someplace, too.
I have one. Actually, it comes with a nice story. There was a man at the Liberty Forum, the very first one, and he, I think he might have been blind, or maybe he had something wrong with his hand, but he came up to me randomly while I was sitting at the Free Talk Live booth, like, waiting for you guys to come back, and he said, "Hey, can you write?" And I thought he meant, like, you know, am I good at writing stories and things like that? And I kind of looked at him funny, and he said, "I have a condition, I can't write, and I just need you to write my name here." And I wrote his name, and he gave me a big fat Liberty Dollar.
A silver round?
Yeah.
Holy mackerel.
I know, I still have it. It's nice, for helping him, yeah.
They made them in, you know, different denominations. They had paper ones, too, that were backed by silver.
Yep.
Of course, the federal government went and seized all that silver and hasn't returned it, as if, you know, these bills that are in multiple colors, they're not green.
They don't look anything like a dollar bill at all.
There is a green one, but they're a different shape. They are rectangular, but it's a different shape, and they have, like, seals on them in multiple colors. I mean, the one is the $1 bill is brown.
Yeah, they don't look anything like ugly American greenbacks, as they're called.
And before you say just calling it a dollar is counterfeit, remember, they've got Canadian dollars, Australian dollars, American dollars. There's all kinds of dollars running around the world, and those are just the major ones. There are many minor dollars, too. And dollar is, in fact, a word that is, from the etymologically, it's coming down from the Dutch, meaning like dolar, which is a measurement of a unit of silver. So, in fact, since the Liberty Dollar is silver, and the United States dollar is not backed by silver,
the counterfeit is, in fact, the United States dollar, because they're lying about what they have. I mean, it's like having, instead of calling the dollar a dollar, it's like calling it a gold piece.
And you just called it counterfeit, and it definitely is not counterfeit. I just want to make that
clear.
That's
what they're convicted of, though.
Yes, that's what they're convicted of. That's what their claim is. That's how they justify going after these people. But it, counterfeit, it would have to be, you know, resemble a dollar bill, look like a dollar bill, try to pass it in your stacks of dollar bill. That's what counterfeit is. And these are obviously not trying to be dollar bills.
Yeah. From just quotes here from the bureaucrats, Liberty Dollar represented a pyramid scheme embedded with fraud that had nothing to do with barter or trade.
What's interesting that they said a pyramid scheme, and there are tons of pyramid scheme like networking scams in the United States, and nobody goes after them.
I don't know that. I mean, the fact is they called Amway a legitimate business, so I don't think that a pyramid scheme isn't the right. I mean, what's wrong with a pyramid scheme?
Right.
If that was an issue, and it's not terribly pyramidish. As I understand it, there are a couple of levels that you could buy in as distributor, and you would get your dollars at certain discounts, basically by prepaying in. But that's not really a pyramid scheme as much as, I mean, it's absolutely about trade.
Well, because you're really purchasing the silver. I mean, it's really yours.
Now, it says barter is equal and knowing exchange. And they give you instructions on how to present people with the Liberty dollars so that they're making a more equal, you know, a more equal and knowing exchange. Obviously, people don't know how much, most people don't know what silver is worth today. If I say, well, how much is silver right now? They wouldn't know that it's at, I don't even know what it's at, 40-something dollars or something like that. And could they say that you're trying to rip people off? I suppose they could if you give them at the time when I had Liberty dollars, they were about these $20 rounds and silver was at, you know, maybe $14 or $15. So they were, you know, they're paying a premium. There's basically a premium for the piece and everything. But every time I used one, every time the cashier bought it up.
Yeah.
The cashier's like, well, I'm taking this home.
Well, they're pretty, and you can
feel. They are pretty.
I mean, if you've ever held a quarter versus a round of silver like this, the silver is heavy.
Yeah.
It's shiny. It just is nothing like it. I mean, it puts the quarter to shame.
It does. The color is entirely different. I mean, when you talk about these pieces of tin and pot metal out there that they call coins, what do they call the $1 pieces? They used to call them silver dollars. Those darn things weren't made of silver.
It's funny because I actually work at a bank right now, mm-hmm. and people come in all the time and ask for silver dollars. And my response is, you know, we don't have silver here. Because we don't.
Yes.
But they're like, no, I'm talking about, and it's like, okay, you want one of these dollar coins?
Do they mean the $1 presidential rounds?
Yes.
Oh, those are interesting. I find those interesting just because I like the idea of carrying them around and everything, but, you know, they're just made.
Right. They call them silver dollars, though, and they most certainly are not silver.
Interesting. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Juicy Juice, 100% juice, providing a full serving of fruit in every 4 ounces. Visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to nutrition, kids need both fruits and vegetables every day to stay healthy and grow. For the ideal mix, your kids should have at least 1.5 cups of any veggie or 100% veggie juice and 1 cup of any fruit or 100% fruit juice a day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.